third paragraph at page 67. But it's not that there are flowers and fruits in spring and autumn. Being time always has flowers and fruit. Flowers and fruit together preserve time and season. Time and season together preserve flowers and fruit. For this reason, the 100 plants all have flowers and fruit. All trees have flowers and fruit. Gold, silver, copper, iron, coral, and jewel trees all have flowers and fruits. Earth, water, fire, air, and space, the trees, all have flowers and fruits. Human trees have flowers. Human flowers have flowers. Withered trees have flowers. Yesterday, look at the last sentence of the second paragraph. Invoking this principle, one can know the measure of spring and autumn. First of all, we have to invoke this principle. This principle means the Buddha, when the Buddha begins to work, we can do something. That is called body mind practice, enlightenment, nirvana, etc. We can do gassho, we can come here to do zazen, you can attend to training or sesshin, etc. That is the reason why you come here is great activities of Buddha as a cause. Common to human being and also to all sentient being. Yet in other words, Buddha means original energy, of life with capital L. So it's not your will. Actually, your will is a very small portion of your activities, but a big portion of activity or living in this world is something more than your will or volition or something. So that is called Buddha, we say. So Buddha starts work and Buddha brings a fruit. Buddha forms fruit. That fruit is called body mind sometimes. That fruit sometimes is called attending the session or attending the training sessions. So that is a fruit. So simultaneously in the realm of original energy of life, I think there is a cause and an effect both work together. Do you understand that one? But usually there is a cause as a flower blooms, and then later it forms fruit. That's natural. Okay. But this is a dualistic world we can think. But on the basis of this dualism, there is something vast great energy there, by which all sentient beings are caused to live. Do you understand? Are caused to live. Not you live. You are caused to live. Do you understand that one? This is important. If you forget this aspect, the two aspects work together. You live by your effort. The other aspect is you are caused to live. Means beyond your control, beyond your effort, your existence is exactly there, supported by all sentient beings. That's why naturally you want to do something for something. Okay? You cannot always become lazy. So most people don't pay attention to the one aspect of human life who is caused to live by original nature, original energy of life. Okay? If you forget this one, you never appreciate, you never show your great deep appreciation to human life, to anyone, to anything. You always complain. You always try to do by your effort, by your powers, by your the ability. You really want to do something. But the more you try to do, the more you are disappointed, because that is human limitations. So science is developing, advancing for endlessly toward the 21st century. It is. For what? For the sake of creating the better world. It is true. But still there is a human limitations, because there is no peace. Advancement of sciences, better world. So, apparently it seems it may be happy life, better life, but on the bottom of human life, always uneasiness there. The people notice it. People notice it, but they don't want to handle it. So they try to cheat their life by doing something exciting, fancy stuff. And then they try to close their eyes. That's it. But uneasiness never be away from those people. So, very naturally, there is a human limitation there. So, we should really pay attention to the human life was supported by all sentient beings, Buddhas and ancestors. Days for 20 hundred years, they talk about this, but the people don't pay attention to. That is really human arrogance. So we have to pay attention to this. So that's why, first of all, invoking this principle, invoking the great energy, original energy of life. Okay. How? Well, why don't you go to sleep with Gassho chanting? This is a simple activities, but there is a great, practice, great realization of human life, invoking great principle. Original energies, original energy of life. That is our practice, day to day. So that's why he said, invoking this principle, one can know the measure of spring and autumn. So
있죠.
First of all, then you can see mountains in the spring. You can see mountains in autumn, in summer, in winter. So that's why yesterday I read Dogen Zenji mentions mountains, the mountains and waters right now here they should be seen as Buddha, the way of Buddhas and ancestors, he says. It means you should see the mountains and the waters as a Buddha, not usual object you are seeing. So for this, anyway, you have to really appreciate, you have to really feel great breath of the mountain and take your breath with the mountain's breath. That is making your mind and be face the mountains and be with it. That is invoking this principle, one can know the measure of spring and autumn. Then, next paragraph. But it's not that there are flowers and fruits in spring and autumn. In terms of this principle, I think the flowers and fruits they exist and they comes into existence only in the spring and the autumn. But any time flowers and fruits they comes into existence. That's why next year says, being time always has flowers and fruits. Being time means no end, no beginning, and no end of past, present, future means eternity. Eternity. Eternity means original, but original great energy of life, okay, common to all living beings. This is being time, eternity. So where is the eternity? When you are eternity, nothing to count, nothing to calculate. Nothing to go, nothing to go back, nothing to be, nothing to stay a certain place. But from moment to moment, you must be in a moment. That is one, only one. Okay. So eternity is what? Where is the eternity? Eternity is in one. In one means when you do gassho, there is eternity. The moment is eternity. Eternity is moment. So, because circle is a symbol of the whole universe, in Zen, drawing a circle is the truth of the whole universe. Okay? But this circle consists of countless number of dots. So each dot is one. Okay? So countlessly, there are dots. How can you count? No way. You can count for a certain period of time. You cannot. You simply cannot continue to count because but countless. So finally, you should give up. You should give up means you should give your life to the countless number, you know, and then be with the countless number. That's it. What do you mean? That means it is just like being in the huge ocean, thrown over the boat, nothing there, and but your head spins very quickly, seeing, imagining the big board, the wonderful person, wonderful the savers and the wonderful food and many things. You can think of it. But whatever you think, what is it? Where you are? Just one. Just one is what? eternal, huge oceans. Where is the huge oceans? Just here. What can I do? Can I think? Can I think many beings and where existing in the big oceans? Yes, you can, but it doesn't make sense. So finally, what you can do is offer your body and mind to vastness of oceans. Okay? Then be there and do something. Work on your life. That's it. And then when you get to the big boat to save you, you're a lucky guy. But maybe not. Maybe not. But at that time, you can die anyway. You have to die anyway. Okay? You can die, I don't know. There is no guarantee whether you will be able to die peacefully or not, because I have never experienced. But I can tell you, there is nothing to do except death, when you have to die. So, you have to die. But you cannot expect death, you know. You cannot imagine death because you are right in the spot. You know? That is what? One. Just number one. But just number one is, where is it? It's a huge world. So lots of possibility there. So that is eternity, okay? Eternity, being time. No end, no beginning of past, present, future. This is the original energy of life, okay? You shouldn't forget it, but you have to know it. You have to know, you have to learn through the scriptures and ancestors' teaching, but main point is you have to actualize it through the practice. That is simple practice. That is really simple practice. That is being time. That's why being time in the realm of no end, no beginning of past, present, future, always there is a flower and fruit, because nothing to complain, nothing to comment on. Your presence in the oceans, nothing to say. But if there is a cause, there is a fruit. Okay? Cause is what? Cause is just being there. The fruit is what? Just being there. That's it. All you can do is, from the beginning to end, being there, being there. So that is a fruit and cause, fruit and cause. What make you do in that way? That is a Buddha. Original energy of life makes you, cause you to act in that way. That's it. Whatever your head think, complete beyond your head, it's your activity moves, goes like that. That is Dogen Zenji mentioned here. Being time always has flowers and fruit. Okay? And flowers and fruits together preserve time and season. Time and season together preserve flowers and fruit. So flowers and fruit, there is a simultaneously flowers and fruit, and that flowers and fruit preserve time and season. Preserve doesn't mean to carry the something mixed two things. Two things carrying the two things mixed. Do you understand? Preserve doesn't mean to carry two things, okay, together. Preserve here means flowers and fruit are simultaneously time and season, okay? According to my an analogy, example, being on the ocean, you can see it. Be calm, quiet, and see that situation. Exactly, there is a fruit and flowers. Your present flower of your presence there, life there. Simultaneously, what is it? No commentary. It is a fruit. Simultaneously, fruit your presence, your life. So cause and flowers, cause and effect there. That is a what? Time. Just time. What is the time? Time is just arising. Just arising. That arising doesn't leave anything behind arising. Just pure activity called arising. If you read the being time in this book, you can see it. The very pure energies coming out. That is original energy of life everyone has, all sentient beings have. So that is flowers and fruit together preserve time and season. Time and season together preserve flowers and fruit. That's why when you do gassho, anyway, you have to do gassho. This is a time and season. This is a time and season you can avoid. So you have to do it then. There is a fruit and flowers. Then the flowers and the fruit, time and season, work and support your life. That preserves. That preserves your life, all sentient beings, and nurture. Okay? For this reason, the 100 plants all have flowers and fruit. All trees, flowers and fruit. So, for this reason, that's why 100 plants means all things, and all forms, all marks of existence. Trees, insects, and air, and sky, and stars, and all things, okay? The world holds. This is, here says, all plants. Okay? The 100 millions, million, billions of plants all have flowers and fruit. So, that's why their lives are precious. Your life is precious because there is already fruit and flowers. Okay? And also, flowers and fruits are nurtured by time and season simultaneously before you think it. That is sometimes we call before your birth, you know. So life is going on before your birth means before you think of it, before your head, you poke your head into it. That is your real life. So flowers and fruit, all trees have flowers and fruit. So from this point, gold, silver, copper, iron, coral, and jewel trees all have flowers and fruit. Earth, water, fire, air, and space trees all have flowers and fruit. Human trees have flowers. Human flowers have flowers. Withered trees have flowers. The Dogen Zenji bring up the many names, but myriad billions beings exist. You can see through your six senses, and so you can't, we cannot bring up all things. But it means the anything what you can see, hear, or think, or touch with your body, or feel, whatever it is, all things are flowers, has flowers and fruit. Okay? That is, he says, even the withered trees, dead trees have, anyway, flowers and trees. That's why Shobo Gendo, in the Shobo Gendo, there is a special chapter called Dragon wizard tree, wizard tree and dragon, dragon's chant or roar, dragon roars, something like that. So dead trees is not dead, which means useless, okay? This is human speculation. But dead tree is already dead trees for which has flowers and fruit. So it is precious. That's why woodpeckers always live there. So, anyway, nothing to waste in this world. You know, the in this chapter, flowers in the sky means the point of this chapter is to teach us that the all forms of marks and you can experience through your six senses are precious. Okay, precious. Buddha, we say. Okay, Buddha. So that is Dogen Zenji tried to say. But intellectually, we are separated. Okay? We are Buddha, but we are not Buddha. So we try to practice and let's get the Buddha. That's natural, usual sense. But that is not appropriate understanding of Buddha's teaching. That's why Dogen Zenji correct our understanding and train us to see human world from a completely different way called the Buddha's way. Okay? I think the translator also says in the commentary, you know, page 65, and the last sentence, he said, "This essay by Dogen is aimed at cutting through the notion of nirvana as opposite to mundane world." So we are living in mundane world. That's why mundane world is just like a bubble, just like a dream, just like hallucination, perverted views. But this is the Buddha's experience method, okay? It doesn't mean the world we live in is not dream. It's not dream, it is Buddha's world. We are deluded. This is a Buddha's experience method. But actually we are Buddha. We are Buddha. But we don't believe that. So we naturally see Buddha. We are deluded. So that's why let's remove deluded mind and then let's get undeluded mind. This is a common. But if you practice based on these ideas, it's very difficult for you to carry on practice in peace, in harmony, even though your practice is advancing. Right in the middle of process, middle of advancement, there is no peace. Okay? Same applies to the sciences. Do you understand? If you practice Buddhism, in the common sense, let's get the enlightenment. Okay? So day to day, you can see, you can experience wonderful things sometimes, okay? Most of the day, you can experience, because you have lots of energies to get into it. So very naturally, you're really happy, you feel happy because you can see the great advancement of your life, day to day, okay? But I don't know whether there is a peace, really peace, repose and bliss, right in the process of advancement. Okay? Advancement, usually advancement is not always advancing, advanceable, okay? Useful. sometimes it disturbs you. It irritates you. Don't you think so? For instance, look at your life. You know, most people, sometimes people want to become priest, and then I said no, not yet. And then they are disappointed. And then they try to become a priest. And then the moment when you become a priest, you already feel I am great advanced student, something like that. And then the people invite you and you want to go someplace and to teach. And then that event makes you more, creating arrogance. And I am advanced. Naturally, of course, in this situation, you can see the advancement of your life as a priest, of course. But I don't know whether there is a really bliss and peace. Repose and bliss in the process of this kind of advancement. Okay? Religion, Buddhism, Buddhas and ancestors constantly give you what is a bliss and repose, perfect peace. What is it? It is in the process of advancement. It must be in the process of advancement. Or even though you are poor, even though you don't, your life doesn't advance, there must be peace. Okay? That is important. But people are very greedy to get the advancement quickly. Okay? And because it's easy to, it's clearly to get a certain fruit called advancement. But you completely forget real peace right there. So that's why you become more greedy, and greediness creates more arrogance. Now arrogance creates more the awful desires and the miserable desire to put the people down, okay? And criticizing to the world. That is all that happens. Okay? So you must be careful. Anyway, careful. So that's why in every aspect of human life, there is fruit and flower is very important. Okay? It is not the cause of creating the arrogance or advancement the people really expect, it's not, okay? What is Buddha, our life is Buddha. What does it mean? We have to be really pay attention to it. So, next, among such as these existing, there are flowers in the skies spoken of by the Buddha. Okay. Next paragraph. Okay, yes. Among the such as these existing, there are the flowers in the sky spoken of by the Buddha. The flower in the sky spoken of by the Buddha is not the kind of a perverted view which the people who has kind of a sick eyes of cataracts see, okay? So, what is the flowers in the sky spoken of by the Buddha? That is what Dogen Zenji tried to say in this paragraph. However, those of little learning and little insight do not know what the colors, luster, leaves, and blossoms of the flowers in the sky are like. They only hear of them as non-existent flowers. Know that in the Buddha way there is a talk of flowers in the sky. For instance, if you do that, then you can see the lights, don't you? You can see the sometimes lights, colorful lights and right in front of your eyes. If you look at the wall, the you know, little tiny spot creating the gorgeous you know, Avalokiteshvara's look. You know, sometimes animals, sometimes ghosts, you know, appear. Have you ever experienced? I experienced a lot. that is kind of flowers in the sky, we say. So it's not good. Or in the usually sky flowers in the sky means that the to see the human aspect, to see the various aspects of human life as delusions or dreams or pervert, or at that time the all forms of human life are called flowers in the sky usually. So it's not good. Then we say by the practice, by the zazen, let's remove this clouds around the sun and the moons, then all gone. At that time, you can see the moon and the sun. That is the usual sense. We talk about the Buddha's teaching like that. But Dogen Zenji doesn't say in that way, okay? Because clouds are also what? Flowers in the sky. It means great energies, great original energy of life. Without cloud, how can we exist? How can we exist? So clouds is important for us. And seeing the lights in the during zazen, what's wrong? This is also part of your existing experience. But not necessary to stick to it, or not necessary to ignore it, because you can see it. So you have to deal with it. Anyway, you have to deal with it. So if it interrupts you a little bit, you have to deal with them in a different way. If you feel good, you can deal with it in a different way. Anyway, but whatever happens, it's not necessary to cling to it. It's not necessary to leave away. So be with it and work on it. That's always we do, okay? So whatever you do, not only the flowers in the sky, the cold, deluded imagination, deluded image, deluded lights, but enlightenment also deluded image, if you think so. Okay? If you think human world as deluded in terms of idea of flowers in the sky, even the enlightenment, even the good activities are all deluded. So, but we are living there, so we cannot escape from. So that's why samsaric world is very precious for us. So among such as these existing there are flowers in the sky spoken of by the Buddha. However, those of little learning and little insight do not know what the colors, luster, leaves, and blossoms of the flowers in the skies are like. They only hear of them as non-existent flowers. Know that in the Buddha way there is a talk of flowers in the sky. Outsiders don't know the talk about flowers in the sky, much less consciously understand it. Only Buddhists and Zen adepts alone know the blooming and falling of sky flowers and earth flowers. Sky flowers and earth flowers means sky itself is great. Magnificently precious, okay? Precious. Because it has a fruit and flowers simultaneously. You know, which means the skies, it has a great energies, powers to be qualified to be, okay, to exist. Everyone. So that's why sky flowers, earth flowers. That's why we say Mother Earth. Know that blooming and falling of world flowers and so on. So everything has flowers and fruit, okay, which are precious. And know the sky flowers, earth flowers, world flowers, and so on are scriptures. That is a kind of talking about the Buddha's teaching, you know. Beautiful scripture, a beautiful picture, panorama picture of Buddha's teaching. You can see that in the scroll, on the scroll, something like that. Because all sentient beings come together before the Dogen Zenji Masons, all things, in order to fulfill this number of members, all things are assembled and made grandiose. Okay? So making all things come together and create wonderful world. this is the guideline for Buddhist study. So this is a guideline. If you forget this guideline, it's very difficult for you to touch the core, real meaning of Buddha's teaching. So even though you don't understand it, or you understand it, anyway, we have to move toward this practice. Okay? This is the guideline for human being. Buddhist means human beings. Flowers, fruit. That is the guideline. Because that which Buddhas and their adepts write on is flowers in the sky, words of Buddhas as well as the teachings of Buddhas are in fact flowers in the sky. Next, page 68. However, what ordinary ignoramuses? Is that good? Have you ever heard this one?
My mother used it all the time.
Is that right? it's a very popular word.
Amamani.
old style, huh?
Yeah, it's a mother word.
But
sometimes it has a critical connotation.
I know that.
Rather negative.
Negative, huh? However, what ordinary ignoramus says think when they hear that the Buddha said what eyes with cataracts see are flowers in the sky. This is the usual understanding, okay? Is that the eyes with cataracts refers to the distorted eyes of sentient beings. Okay? Do you understand that one? That's why all world is deluded. Perverted views or dreams. They reason that since diseased eyes are distorted, they perceive non-existent flowers in the clear sky. By clinging to this reasoning, they think it means falsely seeing as existent the non-existent three worlds, six paths, existent Buddhas, non-existent Buddhas. That's all with Buddhist scripture masons, you know. Do you understand? Do the word, we cling to this table because I like it, you know. But a Buddhist scripture says it's not real, okay? It's not real you can cling or you can depend on because it's empty. It's moving, it's impermanent, something like that. But if you cling to it, it becomes delusions. That's what usually we say, okay? That is called you in the sky, no, flowers in the sky in usual sense. They make a living on the idea that this says that if the deluding cataracts in the eyes were gone, these flowers in the sky wouldn't be seen. And so there are originally no flowers in the sky. Then if you remove those deluded, what the thinking or views, then all gone. It is a pity that people like this, don't know the time and season and the process of the flowers in the sky spoken of by Buddha. The principle of the cataract in the eye, flowers in the sky spoken of by Buddha, is not yet apparent to ordinary people and outsiders. The Buddha's enlightened ones cultivating these flowers in the sky, thereby acquire the robe, seat, and room, attain enlightenment, and realize its fruition. Holding up a flower and winking is a public case where cataract in the eye, flowers in the sky manifest. Okay? In this case, I think in terms of Buddha's eyes, flowers in the sky is also, you know, the sceneries, scenery of what Buddha showed, Udumba flowers in the front of his assembly. Look at the notes. Notes first, note 7. First note 8, the Zen legend of the beginning of the Zen transmission is that once before an assembly, Shakyamuni Buddha said nothing but held up a flower and winked. No one understood but the chief disciple Mahakashapa, who smiled. Buddha said, "I have the treasury of the eye of the true teaching, the ineffable mind of Nirvana, the true form which is formless. This I hand on to Mahakashapa." I mentioned this before. Okay, this is a story. Holding up of flowers and winking is a public case where cataracts in the eye, flowers in the sky manifest. Okay? This is also flowers in the sky manifest. And also another, number 7. Robe, a seat, and room is an expression from the Hokke scripture, Lotus Sutra. The robe of Buddhas is consideration and tolerance. The seat of the Buddhas is the emptiness of all things. The room of Buddhas is compassion for all beings. I think in the chapter, I forgot the number, but the teacher, I think in Saddharma Pundarika Sutra, in the teacher, the Buddha Shakyamuni talked to the monks who were about to preach. And he said to all of them like this, before you talk, before you preach, you have to wear the robe as a consideration, and tolerance means patience. Anyway, patience. Consideration and tolerance means patience. You have to wear the robe. This is a symbol of Buddha's robe, patience. Okay? And the seat of Buddhas, and you have to sit of the Buddha's seat. Okay? It's not in the high platform, which is fancy, which crown or princes sit on. And, you have to sit on the seat of the Buddha, which means emptiness, of all beings. There is nothing to particular thing. You can claim, you can think, you can imagine. You have to just be there. Okay? And next, the room of Buddha. So you have to be in the room of the Buddha. Okay? Not in the human society. Not the you are in the room of a human society. But you have to be in the room of Buddha. Means you have to be in the room of a great energy of life. Okay? And that time, then you can teach. You can teach. That the Buddha mentions there. Okay? So very naturally, if you do like this, very naturally you can practice at least three. One is you can experience, you can practice, you can practice of practice of nothing to be carried away by praise, okay, praise. Second, by not praise, what is the opposite? Blame. Yes, criticism. Third, you can be in peace, in harmony, right in the midst of human life, surrounded by fame and power, up and down, happy or unhappy. At least you can experience this. Okay? In other words, experience means you can cultivate this practice. Okay? If you always, before you teach, you have to sit, you have to wear the robe, means you have to wear the robe of patience, conciliation, and also tolerance. And then you have to be in the emptiness. You have to be in the emptiness. And you have to get into the room of, anyway, Buddha. Means the biggest scale of the human existence. And then very naturally, you can just sit down and start to preach. Okay? That time, whatever happens after that, or right in the middle, well, you can just continue to do it. One day I went to the University of Minnesota, and several years ago, and talk about Zen Buddhism, and there was one of old Japanese women who teaches Japanese at the university, you know. So I started talk, and in the last of my talk, I said, I don't care about how poor my English was. I look at the immediately, the old lady, Japanese lady, she immediately, immediately, she made a face and because she teaches Japanese anyway, language. But I don't mean that one. I don't care. That means I don't care. You know, I must be there. You know, I must be there. But I mustn't be carried away by anyway, poor and good or bad. Well, I am not proud of my English. I am not proud of my Japanese language either, you know. So whatever kind of language I use, it's pretty difficult to communicate with the people. You know, when I went to Nebraska and talked Buddhism at the Kani University. University of Kani? No. Nebraska. Kani. Yeah, at Kani. One young gentleman criticized me. He used a very rough word. Hey, teacher. Do you believe, can't you communicate with American, with your English? And I said, no. I said, yes. I said I took both answers, yes or no. And he said, do you believe you can communicate with your language? I said, no. Can't you believe no communication with the Americans? Yes, I do. And then I explained it, you know. Can't you communicate with the people, see? With your language, you use the English speaking, English. You are English speaking person. How much can you communicate with the people? The more language is easy to use for you as a mother language, you make lots of mistakes. You misuse the language. The more you use the language, the more complicated. The more you create a gap. So finally, well, you don't know what the language is. So you have to stop talking. And then just be together anyway. Be there and shake your hand. That's it. You know? That's all we can do finally. Much less I use a different language. I don't believe I can completely communicate with the people. So he kept quiet. It's very interesting. If I go here and there, and many different beings there, you know, many different beings, flowers in the sky, different fruits, different flowers, you know. So you have to. That's he says. Okay.